This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
April 15th, 1912, the Atlantic Ocean, RMS Titanic. I welcome Charles Pellegrino, the author of several versions of this sinking. Over the years, he's actually written about the dive to the Titanic, and he's also written about the phenomenon that we witness in the Titanic at the bottom of the sea. However, what is important here is that there's new work done on some of the discoveries that Charlie and his colleagues have made at Titanic over the years. And we welcome Anthony Alcuri, who, along with Charles Pellegrino and James Cameron, have published a new piece on rusticles. We'll come to rusticles in just a moment. But first, the dive to the Titanic. It's many years past, Charlie. And what is fresh now is that the BBC is reporting there's a new digital scan, full-size digital scan of the Titanic, 3,800 meters below the surface of the sea. You've seen the real thing. What does this digital scan do for you, do for our understanding of what happened on board RMS Titanic, April 15th, 1912? Hello, Charlie.
Hi. There are several things. I mean, there's something amazing about the presence of being down there, but your search lamps only go out 40, 60, maybe 80 feet. And beyond that, there's shadows. And this is the first scan. It's almost like the LIDAR technology that reveals lost cities in Central America and in Brazil through the cover of the jungle. This is just, it's as if the Atlantic has been stripped away. You can zoom in and see rusticles that are only 6 inches long. You can see them. You can see the whole landscape around the Titanic, which is more cracked and shredded up from the impact of the Titanic down on the bottom, the bow section itself impacting at about 40 miles an hour. And you can see it in a way you could not see before. And even though I was right there, I was like, wow, I was in a submersible at that spot. And I did not know that that crack in the ocean went all that way behind me. It's quite incredible. And I've been back and forth most of this night with Jim Cameron about the scans revealing so much rippling and crumpling on the port side of the Titanic. And the detail of the port side having impacted probably about 6 or 7 feet before the starboard side impact. So it took more of the brunt of the impact on the bottom. And we know, wow, the port side was leaning over. She had a list even when she hit the bottom. That list was noticed out at sea before the Titanic hit, and that list strengthened right after the impact along the opposite side of the ship, the starboard side. And this goes along with theory, strengthens it greatly by Park Stevenson, who we're all very annoyed by that story that the coal bunker fire on the starboard side sank the Titanic sooner. No, it probably saved a lot of lives, because to clean out the fire in the coal bunker, they burned all of that coal on the starboard side from these two bunkers. So the ship ended up being rock is heavier than water. So the ship was rock heavy on the port side. And when the water was coming in over the starboard side, she was more or less an even keel for that first hour, hour and a half. And that was when the lifeboats were being lowered and they could get everyone that could fit into the lifeboats away without a panic, because normally she should have gone like the Consta Concordia. She should have gone shifting over to her starboard side very quickly, and they would not have been able to launch half those lifeboats from the opposite side of the ship.
These digital scans were made, we're told by the BBC, in the summer of 2022 by Magellan Limited, a deep sea mapping company, and Atlantic Productions. They're doing a documentary about the project. So it is your response to these images that you can now see things that you saw, but in a fresh way. To do what, Charlie? What does it tell you? For example, I'll pick one example that I thought was significant. There is a large hole to the right of the boat deck opening over where the grand staircase once stood. Is that the grand staircase that was seen floating the next day or soon afterwards, floating off somewhere in the ice field?
And the other thing is that the whole area around the Grand Stairway is collapsing due to the rusticles basically metabolizing the iron and the other elements. But Roy Cullimore and I, years ago, we were figuring out how fast the ship would be deteriorating over the next decades. And we kind of had a sense that maybe we were overemphasizing the effect and the activity of the rusticles, and it's beginning to look like it's right on track. In fact, it seems to be deteriorating faster than we thought, and that's a sadness.
The stern separated from the bow. Did you also dive to the stern, Charlie?
Yes.
And do you find from the digital scans, there looks like a lot of chaos here. Did you discern something up close in the dive that you don't see here?
The stern section hit the bottom probably about one third faster, probably at about 60 miles an hour. If you imagine a car hitting a solid concrete wall at 60 miles an hour, and plus there's the inertial effect of all the water inside the ship and the funnel of water trailing behind the ship. It's like a giant fist of water trying to punch a hole in the earth, and that is why the stern looks like just a flattened piece of twisted agony with pieces of engine, of cooling equipment and everything else blasted outside of the ship for hundreds of feet from the stern section. It's a scary part of the ship, and it's a part almost everyone who has approached it in a submersible has a feeling of you don't belong here. People don't want to go near the stern in submersibles.
The rusticles, Charlie, on this scan, do you see them more differently than you saw them live?
We can see more of what the damage is being done to the top decks. I mean, it looks like 100 years from now,
right,
all of the decks in the bow section, for example, will look somewhat like the stern. They're going to just collapse into this container of the hull itself. They're going to end up looking like when they made the movie Raise the Titanic, they had the models sitting outdoors in the rain and the weather for a couple decades, and what happened is everything collapsed into the hull part of the ship, and that's what the Titanic is probably going to look like 100 years from now.
All right, we're going to the science of what we're witnessing in the new digital scan when we come back. The science is rusticle magnetotaxis, elucidating rust flower formations in RMS Titanic's Turkish baths. The detail here is captivating. Anthony Alcuri will join us. He is the lead author. Charles Pellegrino is 2. James Cameron is 3. This is April 15th, 1912, as we've not seen it before. I'm John Batchelor.